Hello, hello, hello. How are we doing? Oh, just having a bit of a stretch then. Oh, kicking it old school, doing it on the phone. Doing it on the phone. How's everyone doing? Have you been outside yet? Have you done any exercise? Maybe you're doing it now. I don't know. Some people, I do that, to be honest. I listen to podcasts when I do my workouts. I always used to do to music. Certain tracks obviously get you going, and it's funny. I do my yoga first, and then I do my workout afterwards because I'd rather just kind of just get everything done. Because sometimes I used to do yoga in the morning, and I do a workout in the evening. And I don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it, but I think it's easier to just kind of just get everything done first thing in the morning. Like literally, it's the first thing I do now, and then I seem to get more done in the day. So that's the routine I'm in at the moment. But as things change, you make things work, don't you? And you have to do certain things at different times. And again, I think we're all figuring it out. But yeah, that's what works for me. But recently, I've been listening to more podcasts really, and kind of motivational videos, stuff on YouTube. One recently I've been listening to was a Matthew McConaughey one, which was brilliant. One of my friends sent it to me, and it was fantastic, to be honest. It was proper got me going, proper jacked me up. And yeah, I've been listening to that during workouts recently, and it's been really good. It's I put it on my Instagram. But if you just type it in YouTube, Matthew McConaughey, oh no, that's not it. There's one called Matthew McConaughey, This Is Why You're Not Happy. And that's basically like a little snippet of it. Let me try and find the one where he gives a speech at, for a university, and it's basically that. So let me type in Matthew McConaughey speech. See how we get on. There it is. Matthew McConaughey, University of Houston speech. Type that in. It's about 46 minutes long, so it's perfect really, because that's how long my workout takes. To be honest, I probably spend about 20 minutes doing my yoga and then stretching, and then the last kind of 20 minutes doing my like my weights and my press ups and stuff. So yeah, give it a listen first, see how you get on. It's really interesting. I'm a big fan of him anyway. As an actor, he's one of the best, to be perfectly honest. And he's someone whose films I've always watched, and I've always kind of admired him anyway. Obviously, Dazed and Confused was his first one. And I always, from then, kind of followed his career. And it's just interesting because his arc's unbelievable. And I've just ordered his book called Green Lights, which I think I'm getting on Saturday. I thought I'd treat myself. And I've done that a lot this week. I've treated myself, which normally I wouldn't do, and it's pretty funny because obviously all my work's dried up, and I'm applying for jobs constantly at the moment. So ideally, I should really be saving my money and pretty stringent, which I normally tend to do anyway. But I don't know, this week I've just been. I think it's probably because of today's Thursday the 5th, and it's lockdown 2.0 here in the UK. I think that's what it was. I think it was just kind of a bit like, right, this is what I'm doing. So Monday, I stayed at a hotel in the city centre, and that was amazing. And it was just nice to, do something like that and treat myself. And it's funny, like years ago, obviously, I would have been like, right, I'm going out and getting smashed and doing this and whatever there and everything and doing certain things that I shouldn't have been doing. And now I'm just on a massive health kick really, and I always have been, to be honest. I'm pretty healthy in the sense of physically, you know, doing workouts and exercise, and I've just always enjoyed it. And as I get older, I realise now it's obviously it is physically, but it's more the mental side. That's probably why I've done it for so much, and why I have it as a routine, and having it as a routine and being disciplined and having that mindset helps you in all other walks of life as well. And I realise if that's why I do it first thing, because it sets me up for the day. And yeah, so I did that on Monday and it was great. It was just nice sleeping in a big, nice king size bed. But one of the big things was I got to have a sauna and a swim. And that is something that I didn't realise how much I missed. Because that's what I used to do every night, pretty much. I'd go to work or do what I was doing in the day. Even when I was filming half the time as well. Like I'd finish, get off set. And most people are like, oh, I'll go for a drink, or like a, you know, wrapped and go home. Obviously, it depends on what time. But I normally, I'd just go straight to the gym. I'd do like my little workout, 40 minutes. And then I'd go sit in the sauna, steam for like 15, 20 minutes, do my little pool workout, little active recovery in there. And I didn't realise how much I missed it. I thought about it quite a bit because obviously it's something that was part of my routine. So obviously I was a bit kind of like, I do miss this. But actually doing it the other day, it really hit home and how important that part of my routine and how much I miss doing it, and how much time I get to think in there. I think that was the big thing. I used to do a lot of my thinking time in there, because you're not doing anything, do you know what I mean? You just sat down and focusing on your breath, which is important to do. And most of the time I go late at night, so there wouldn't be that many people in there, so I'd normally be on my own, or if there were people in there, there's some really cool people who I used to chat to in the gym who were really nice. There was a little group of us actually, a couple of lads and ladies, and it was cool because I think everyone knew if you wanted to have a bit of time to yourself, people, you know, wouldn't really talk or whatever, but obviously if you wanted to chat, you'd have a chat. And I really miss all of them actually. Yeah, I miss them a lot because they're good people. We're all from different backgrounds and different walks of life, and again, having that chance to interact with people. But also, like I say, the big thing for me was it was having that time to myself and having a bit of self-love and a bit of self-care, and it was really nice to do that the other day. And yeah, once hopefully this month's over and the gyms get back open, hopefully, I'll get back into that routine again. Because even though I've been doing my physical stuff, which, like I say, the yoga and the weights and stuff like that, I've realised how important it was to do my, like I say, focus on my breath and just sitting in a hot room as well. I think that's the key. It's absolutely freezing in Manchester now. Winter is well and truly here. But it's been good. It's been nice because I've finally kind of gone through all my clothes that I've, you know, been trying to do, and it's embarrassing how many clothes I've got, to be perfectly honest. It's actually like I was shocked, and it's hard when I've realised, I'm going to admit it now on the podcast, I am a hoarder. No, he's a hoarder, that's what I said. And I've realised, like, it is definitely a family trait. And another family trait which I'm not too impressed with, it's not all of us, but it's quite a few of us, we're late for everything. And I've been trying to stop doing that as well. I've learned that. Obviously, it's a bit difficult at the moment because you can't really meet up with people or whatever, but before we could. And in the past couple of recent kind of weeks, I've been early to everything. It's been really nice because, again, finding stuff out about yourself, and that's what this crazy time's taught me. It's given me a chance to kind of take a little step back, and all the stuff I've wanted to do, and I'm starting to do now, and self-assess really, self-reflect, and maybe that's something you've been doing as well. And It's been frustrating at times because it's difficult. It's hard to look at yourself in the mirror sometimes. I struggled with it for a long time, to be perfectly honest, because I didn't like who I was looking at, so I didn't do it. And I think that's what we tend to do. And again, I'm speaking from my personal experience, and that, as you know, this is what I do on the podcast. It's like I say, I record this now, I'll listen back to it once, and then I'll put it out there, and it'll be interesting to hear what I say. And but I know what I'm saying, do you know what I mean? It's not like I've written it down on a script or anything, but all the stuff that I'm starting to think and feel, and I'm starting to tick them off. Like the other day, I bought myself like a calendar with a little whiteboard, writing my little list down. And funny enough, I didn't write record the podcast, but I knew I had, you know, when you know, it's like you always have that thing in the back of your mind with those things that you know you need to do. And this is one of them. And this is what, like I said, I think the last one, it was like, oh, I'm going to do one every week. And last week was a bit of a crazy one last week. There was a lot of stuff going on that I'm not going to talk about on the podcast, because again, there's certain things that I will keep personal. But yeah, it was a bit, it was a bit mental. But again, you live and learn, don't we? And to be honest, it's to do with me, but it's to other people. So that's why I'm not talking about it, because I don't think it's fair sharing other people's stories unless they're on the podcast and they want to share them. That's why I'm not going to talk about them. But it's good because it affected me and I learned how to deal with it, and it was nice, and I was really proud of myself, actually, because maybe a year ago I wouldn't have dealt with it in the way I did. And again, I think that's maybe why I treated myself this week, because you realise, like, well, life's short, isn't it? It's, you know, it was, and I know I do, I put so much pressure on myself, especially doing what I'm trying to do. I have big dreams and big ideas, and when they don't come off, I'm like, no, beat myself up, put myself down, and it's, you live and learn. And what I'm learning at the moment is be positive, have a bit of perspective, try and focus on the 24 hours in a day, not all the other days, and, you know, be present. I think that's what it is. Be present, do control the controllables. I'm starting to do that now, and it's becoming a lot easier in certain aspects. Obviously, in other aspects, it's really difficult because you're taking on challenges and you're setting goals, and I'm setting the bar really high, but I do that because deep down I know I can do it. And even if I've not done it yet or done the things that I want to do, they're in my head and they keep going round, so I clearly want to do them, do you know what I mean? So that's what it's... that's what I'm just doing. I'm just writing them down. Long-term, short-term goals. Getting my big calendar out for next year. Planning stuff. Obviously, it is difficult at the moment with everything that's happening and with the lockdown. But again, it shouldn't put you off. I'm using this, again, lockdown from today. I'm giving myself a month to get certain things done. And one of them is obviously doing the big edit of the film. So I've given my deadline to the end of next year to get that done. The big one for me is getting rid of these clothes and trying to sell them. If I can't, I'll give them to a charity shop. It's been nice giving a lot of the stuff. You know, I could have sold quite a lot of the stuff already, but I give quite a lot away, and that was nice to do. But there's certain stuff where it's like, no, I know I can do this. I know I can. And again, at the same time, like, I need to be realistic. I need to make money. Do you know what I mean? I've not worked for a little while now, and that's... that bugs me a little bit, because I'm not one to just sit on my bum and not do anything. I like to be active and doing stuff, and creatively I can't do that at the moment, really, because obviously what's going on, but I can be creative with my own stuff, and that's what's pushing me to do this, and obviously doing the podcast. Again, got some quality people lined up, but we'll just have to see. I think ideally what I want to do is, obviously, I want to be in the room with people, and that's where I think you get the best podcast, and from experience listening and watching others, but also from my own personal experience of doing them. I like being in the room, I like talking to people, I like looking people in the eye. But we'll see, because there's been some lovely people who've agreed to do it, and might just have to do it over Zoom or something and see how we get on and do it that way. But yeah, I just thought I'd capture this now because it's coming up to the kind of mid-afternoon. I'm just starting to, I've ticked a few things off my list and I'm getting ready to do a few other things now. But then I just thought, why not do the podcast? Why not do a cheeky little episode? And like I say, try and do them every week. And it was always in the back of my mind last week. It was like, go on, you said you were going to do it. And I like to think I'm a man of my word. But again, sometimes things happen and you can't control it. But this is something like, again, with the lockdown happening now, I feel like it's important that I put more out and for myself, to be honest, like I say, to listen back to myself and hear, because that's the thing with me, I know if I'm happy or not. And to be honest, I do feel happy at the moment. I feel healthy, I feel happy. So I don't think it's, but say by week three, I might be, you know, clutching at straws. So yeah, it's nice to, like I say, press play and feel comfortable and confident just to have a chat. And also, I just wanted to check in with all you lovely people who listen, because again, it's so nice to, I don't go on it every day, but you know, I always kind of check in every couple of days and see what the numbers are and stuff like that. And it's obviously it's growing and getting bigger and people are listening to it. And especially like the first episode, it's mad. It blows my mind actually. But keep liking, keep sharing, keep spreading the word, and hopefully it's helped you like it's helped me. Maybe it's given you a bit of relief, especially at the moment. Yeah, it's something I posted something the other day and there was some pictures that I always get like tagged in stuff, you know, of work that I've done in the past, and it's so nice that, because you, again, we forget sometimes what we do. And I've been fortunate over the years because my life has been documented. And it was funny because these pictures are cool, man. They are mint. Like, I love it. Big shout out to Craig Fleming. Fantastic photographer. And he shoots on film. And again, like a broken record. I've probably said this before. But it's interesting now, like, looking at those pictures, because they are great. And in the sense of like they're just very well done shots, you know what I mean, and we had a great time doing it. But I remember at the time I obviously wasn't happy at all, really. I just wasn't in a good place, and now I am. And you see that, and I know, like, the pictures might look great and they've got in Vogue and all that stuff and got load of likes and all that jazz, but in myself I wasn't happy. And it's interesting to see that and see the how far I've come, and I'm proud of that. Do you know what I mean? I'm proud because I've put in the work, and it's again, work in progress. I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but I'm definitely on the right path. And doing the podcast has really helped me. And again, I just can't thank you enough for people for listening and sharing. And if you know someone who is struggling, like, again, it might help them listening to someone like me chat about chat absolute waffle sometimes, but every now and then there might be a little nugget in that someone can relate to. And that's what I want, you know. I want people to relate to me in certain aspects. Do you know what I mean? It's like, again, we're all different, we're all on our own journey, but at the end of the day, we're all human, aren't we? And I think we all go through the same things. And it's definitely made me realise during this time to self-reflect and think, is that, and what can we do more to help? And I was on a shoot a couple of weeks ago where it was in the community and working with my friend and his football club, Kingsway Football Club, and DDSM. And it was great. I bumped into my boy, Johnny, and it was just really nice and seeing all the pictures come back from that day and what we captured, and capturing each other, capturing what we were doing. And it was just really nice. And again, that's through years of working with each other and not seeing him for a long time. And then also seeing a lot of the coaches and the kids develop. And it was so nice. It was just, again, it was so nice. And I keep, obviously, I'm getting sent pictures now from that day. And it's just lovely. And it I know in a year or two time, that'll come back on my timeline. And I'll see, because one, you can see me smiling for a start. And two, it will bring back fond memories. And we've talked, obviously, again, it's difficult with everything being shut down at the moment, but there's plans for that to develop and to do more work with them. And I think that's what it is now. I'm just at that point where I've made a promise to myself to just do what that makes me happy. And that's creating, that's doing the podcast, that's doing photography in front or behind the camera, focusing on the stories that need to be told. And I've been very lucky and been on some amazing sets and worked with some incredible people. And now it's starting to have all these stories and things I've wanted to do and create over the years. And it's the time to get the ball rolling with them. And, you know, you can only do that if I put in the work. And all these jobs I've done in the past, it's made me realise, like, I've got to the point where I am now, and it's because of that. It's because of the late nights, the early starts, you know, going down to London, going, you know, to jobs where people must have thought I was stupid, missing out on family events, missing out on time with loved ones. And again, this isn't me, you know, oh no, like, have sympathy for me. It's not at all. Like, it's, again, I've made the decision to do this. But the reason I've done that is because deep down I've known, and I know this is what I want to do. And that's the only way you can do it is through hard work and getting your head down and putting in the effort and learning as you go. You know, don't know all the answers, but you're never going to know if you don't try. And I'm just trying to be positive at the moment and spread a bit of positivity. And it's been lovely. I've had so many nice messages off people, and to keep them coming. Do you know what I mean? And also, people, if you listen to the podcast, like, message me, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, especially now more than ever, like, I'd love to hear from you. Do you know what I mean? If you're listening, obviously you don't have to if you don't want to. It's sound. There's no issue. But if you are, like, send me a message, post it on social media. Do you know what I mean? Spread the word, because it means so much to me, stuff like that. It really does. I want to develop and have a community. Do you know what I mean? And I'd want it to grow and organically. Like I say, I get a message everybody 2 minutes, me, like, grow your audience and do this and do that. And it's like, obviously I could pay to do that, but, and it's not because I don't want to invest in myself. I'm quite happy investing in myself. I've done that all my life, really, but I want it to be organic. I don't want to pay for certain things and for likes and stuff, because I want real people. Do you know what I mean? I don't want a robot saying, oh, I don't care about stuff like that. Never have, to be honest. It's not my scene, that. And I can see the numbers on through the Anchor FM app. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, that's what I'm saying. I don't need the fact that one or two people listen. It blows my mind. So the fact that, you know, I've had hundreds of listeners, and I think we're on like 1.9k now with all of, like, the podcasts combined. Like, that's mad. Do you know what I mean? Like, whenever I think it, like, it just, yeah, it's crazy. And to be honest, it's mad, because, like, I know, like, my close people haven't really listened to it, because a lot of the time, again, people are busy, and I can't force people to listen to it. And again, it's not, I've learned that very quickly as well. Like, the standards you have, and don't put them on other people. Like, just don't. And again, it's not like, why should they listen at the end of the day? They probably know half the stories anyway, so why would they need to listen to them? Do you know what I mean? And I get that as well, but it blows my mind how someone from the other side of the world is listening to this. It genuinely does. Like, and it's, like I say, it shows me on the app so from everyone who's listened to it, wherever you are in the world, I really appreciate it. And I hope you're safe and sound. I hope you're out of lockdown, and I hope you're utilising your time and, you know, messaging people, telling them you love them. And, like I say, just spreading love and positivity. And I know we all have ups and down days, and we're all human, aren't we? But again, I genuinely believe if you're healthy and happy in the sense of promoting joy and promoting positivity, I do feel like good things come to you. And ever since I've been doing that, I know things have definitely improved for myself. And yeah, that's basically it. Let's see how long we've been recording for now. I'm gonna guess 27 minutes. It's funny, I've just got this new phone, right? And it's, you have to put your finger on it to identify. Don't even do it half the time. Defeats the object of having it. 25, what did I say, 27? I don't know who even said anything. We'll find out when I go back and listen to it. Anyway, I'm going to crack on, because even though this has been absolutely lovely, I want to tick some stuff off my list. And the list is pretty big. And that's another one what I've learned. Try not do too many things on your list, because you're going to be annoyed and upset with yourself that if you can't tick everything off. So even if you just do one thing off the list in that 24 hours, you've done something of note. Right, ladies and gents, boys and girls, it's been a pleasure sending you all love wherever you are in the world. And again, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for caring and showing me love and support. I really do appreciate it now more than ever, because again, it's a bit of a mad one at the moment, isn't it? But again, we move, we keep going forward, we keep shining and smiling, we keep spreading the gospel according to Jack Johnson. I'm joking. I just used to do this joke. I don't know if you remember. A quick one before I go. This do you remember, what was it now? It was something like, oh yeah, St. Joseph's Penny we used to have when we were kids. And I always used to have like a running joke. Like, oh, St. Jack Johnson's Penny. And people were like, oh, I've not heard of that charity. I was like, oh, it's a great charity. Obviously, it was a joke. I never took charity money off anyone before. People were like, oh, I can't believe you did that. I never did anything like that. But yeah. Also, quick one before I go. It's going to be a proper long one, this, isn't it? It's not. This is literally the quick one. I started running again. Big shout out to Sean. Because we're basically training for a triathlon next year, hopefully. Everything going ahead. And really enjoyed running again. Really, really enjoyed. I used to do it a lot when I was a kid, doing cross country and stuff like that. And it's been really, really good. And each week we've been trying to add a little bit more distance on it. So we did 14K the other day, which was, someone would have told me 6 months ago, you'd get up on an early Saturday morning and run 14K. I would have laughed at them. But did it, and it was great. Absolutely, you know, blood my neck. I felt it in that evening, and the next morning. But again, we can do it. You can do anything. You've just got to take the first step, haven't you? And start. Right, I'm definitely gonna go now because I'm round it up to about 30 minutes. But yeah, look after yourselves. Take care of yourself. Have a bit of self-love, self-care. Don't feel guilty if you do something for yourself. That's positive. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't mean like go and do something silly. Like I say, I'm on the health kick now, so I'm not, like I say, not drinking, not smoking, not doing any of that stuff. So I'm just kind of going all in. Again, not judging if you do that, because we're all different and we all have our, what's it called, ways of escaping and stuff. But I'm excited to say my escapism at the moment is getting back into exercise and healthy mindset and well-being, and yeah, just chucking myself back into that. And it's been I've definitely felt the benefits now more than ever, which I think we need. Right, love you lots, like jelly tots. Peace out, rabbit.